Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Robert Patrick James Cahill's The Bobcast. With you, as always, is Bob, live in the lounge, staring at the Ouija board. Huh? Out here in the woods. And let's just start off by saying, dude, God is good, dude. You know, like, if I would have predicted for myself that in my 40s, I'd come full circle back to God, back to Jesus Christ, back to prayer, back to attending church every Sunday. I'm playing in the church band this Sunday, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. It's Storehouse Church on Germantown Pike. I'm recommending that you come, okay? Because it's been fire lately, okay? Last weekend, I played in the church band. And dude, I have never... I don't remember ever, like, being on the verge of tears in Downtown Harvest or any of the bands that I ever was in, but, like, there was this song we're playing, it's called Firm Foundation, and this track is just, it's just so beautiful, you know, and it's, like, it's got so many qualities to it. It's written by Cody Carnes, if you want to check it out. It's called Firm Foundation, parentheses, he won't, close the parentheses. The song talks about having a firm foundation, right? And, like, also, too, it's like when you listen to it the first time, you start to think to yourself, what is my firm foundation? What do I base my life on, you know? Like, what's the centerpiece, you know? Is it your car? Is it your clothes, the shoes, the fashion, the things you do, podcasts that you run? Is it your time in the woods? Is it the way you treat others? And, you know, that's the nitty-gritty of it all is right there, is that it's all about the way you treat people. I try so hard to treat people with kindness. And one of the things I learned through, you know, getting myself back reacquainted with the Lord and Savior is that you got to pray for those who trespass against you. So, like, even on the way here to record the podcast today, I've been racking them up, baby, when it comes to villains. But you know, when you work in a job like I do, where you're in charge of 7 schools, 7 different, you know, sound systems, 7 different, you know, faculties, you know what I mean, it can get a little hair raising. And along the way there, like, people blame you for things that, you know, really aren't your fault. And look, we've all had our times with coworkers, we've all had our times with family members, we've all had our time when it comes to people who piss you off. Am I right or am I right, you know? But I do pray for them, man, and I say it out loud, you know? I can't say their names now, obviously, you know, but, I mean, can't trap me that way. But, yeah, dude, I pray for them because it feels good to, one, relinquish the anger inside of me, you know, that I feel towards these individuals, these other human beings. And for a long time, I would make enemies with somebody. A lot of times back in the day, it was with other bands. It was just like this natural competition. We were all at the mercy of Jackson's loins. Yeah, man, like, it sucks, you know? But one of the things that's new for me is that, first off, I had this issue with, like, you know, likability, you know, I want people to like me, you know, I want people to know I'm a good guy, you know, and that's a one-way ticket to therapy right there, if you're somebody who's really concerned with the way others think of you. And, like, one of the things that, you know, I've gone through in my life is that sometimes I feel like I'm right when I sense things, and then here's the thing, is, like, other times I've been really wrong, you know, and God has presented these, like, examples to me in real time. Recently, I was having a conversation with a friend about, you know, wanting to remove myself from a negative situation just because, you know, it was preying on my soul, you know, and the person said to me, you know, the reason why you want to leave is because evil is surrounding you and you're the only good there. And what happens in most situations? The good people leave. Do you really want to give in to evil, Bob? Before I could answer the question, somebody had toggled me on my shoulder as a rabbit. Hey, buddy. Oh my God, I'm so close to him right now. Hey. Hey. It's me, Robert Patrick James Cahill in the Bobcast. You mind if I ask you a few? Where are you going? Hey, man. What's it like to be a rabbit living out here in my favorite spot? Yeah. You're eating that grass up, huh? Look at you. Look at your little nibble going there. So cute. All right, I'm gonna pass now. I'm not gonna be scared. I'm gonna pass, and I don't want you to move, okay? Because I want you to keep eating your grass and know that I'm not gonna hurt you. Oh, you moved. I'm sorry, bud. Go back to your natural habitat, your niche. So before my friend could finish the sentence, I guess an enemy or a villain that is in my circles came up to yell at me. Like right there, like right after my friend, who's much older than me, much more wiser, much more spiritual. I shouldn't say much more because we're all on an equal playing field. If we just straight up say, hey, man, I love God and I love Jesus, you know, bang, there you are, you know. It doesn't mean you're going to be a shitty person, though, you know what I mean? I think that's one thing that, like, you know, people need to realize is like, look, you can believe in God and you can believe in Jesus Christ, but if you ain't living right, brother, it ain't going to mean much in the end, you know? And somehow along the way, people thought, yeah, if I just got the crucifix on my chest or if I just got it in my car, you know, it's like a fail safe, you know? I'll ask for forgiveness at the end. And it don't work that way, dude. Yeah, you can leave them in your life, but like, I really think that the way you treat people, man, is really determined upon your position in the next, you know? Call whatever religion you want out and to what their beliefs of the afterlife is. But for me, it all comes down to, and I'm just realizing the people I do like I fight with my wife, dude. You know what I mean? It sucks. It's just, you know what I mean? Like it's tough to preach this shit sometimes when you catch yourself, you know, like in the middle of being like, yeah, dude. Like I've been married for over 11 years with her for 24. You know. When you're with anybody that long, you're gonna fight, you know what I mean? But I should just say on the show, I love my wife and I love my son. I met Teresa when I was 20, I'm 44 now, you know. And I'm still finding things out about her. Shit. But yeah, man, like you gotta treat people right, you know, because I even treat the animals right. I saw this thing on Instagram, man, and it was like, you know, when you die, you get to this bridge. And at the bridge, you got to get across that bridge to get to the next. And there's these animals there at the front. It's all the animals you ever interacted with throughout life. And they're the ones who have the say in whether or not you get to cross. Some people hate that. So I, you know, I love it. It could be hearsay in other religions. But look, if you have dogs, you have cat, you have anything that you love. Me, it's dogs. You know, I spent 2 days with my dogs. Took, you know, a little time off from work, just mental health, like recoup, and I recoup with the sun, yard work, hiking, and my dogs. Being with my dogs, walking my dogs, cuddling with my dogs. So yes, I would love to be judged by the animals at the end, you know. I've saved the turtle, you know, I hope he's there, you know, like, oh, this dude got out of his car on Germantown Pike, risked his life. But you know, it all stems down to treating people with kindness, really, you know, and like, it's again, I'm going to podcast about that to the day I die. Is that it's new for me to have this new philosophy for praying for my enemies, you know. I had heard it as a kid growing up in the Catholic Church, you know, pray for those who trespass against us, you know what I mean? But like, dude, I didn't believe it, you know what I mean? I was just like, whatever, screw those guys are dicks, you know. But I'm up on stage, you know, playing that Firm Foundation song by Cody Carnes and like, you know, call it Holy Spirit reactivation, call it restoration, whatever it was. I was in a dark grip of shit for a couple days there, man. Dark grip of like evil surrounding me, it felt like, you know. And I also too am very open with it. You know, I suffer from mental health issues sometimes and I'm off those SSRIs and I'm off the SNRIs, you know, and like one of the things about that is like being open with it, but also too, like being Yeah, I know I feel great on nothing. But like my mind is something like I can't fully trust, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm not a sound individual like who wants to be normal at all. I enjoy in fact being as weird as possible. I hid it for so long when I was a kid, but now I'm in my 40s and you know they say is like, you know, the first like what 3 decades is accumulating all that knowledge so you can learn to live the life you want in your 40s. And it is true, folks. So I'm for it, dude. And I know what I want, dude. You know what I mean? I'm putting that remote in my mouth. I'm getting, you know, all the snacks off the table, some on the floor, whatever. I'm doing whatever feels good. Just like a baby would at 4 years old. You know what I mean? Like, baby ain't gonna do something that don't feel good, you know? It just knows impulsively. The world lets you know that you gotta suffer. The world lets you know that you have to believe that you were meant for nothing. And you know what, dude? Fuck that shit, man. For me and for anybody else who's listening to this who thinks that they can't do something just because they have been told that they're not good or they're not worthy of it, pray for them and go out and fucking do it. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, like, I have, like, look, the thing is, too, is like praying, right? I don't know how to describe it really, but I mean, when you are in active conversation with God, and one of the things I learned from my friends down here at the Wissahickon who perch up sometimes and do a little pop up is my friends in Jehovah's Witness, the JWs. People are scared to talk to them. I'm not scared of anybody, especially when I'm out here because then they don't know where I live. It's a joke. Flavia, if you're listening to this, I actually really enjoyed my conversation with Flavia and her friend. I think her friend's name was Dominique. I'm not sure, but God, this woman gave me a hug, you know. And like, she was like, "You're the nicest person I ever met." I opened up to them about my past, told them about my spirituality, told them what I do, and then they said to me, "Next time you pray to God, one of the things we do here is," it was like I was getting an inside tip from like Scientology or something. They were like, "Straight up, next time you pray to God, don't call him God, call him by his name." And I was like, "Yahweh?" And they were like, "Jehovah." And I was like, "Oh, that makes sense. Now I get it. Jehovah's Witness. Bang, I'm with you, you know?" And they're like, "You're coming on Saturday." I was like, "No, I can't." And they're like, "We just talked to you forever." And I'm like, "Look, I love you, but I'm in this other group. It's called Storehouse Church, you know? You're welcome to come there too, you know? But I am so thankful for that one conversation just because, you know, I started talking to God straight up and then like being like, you know, Yahweh or Jehovah or, you know, Yeshua, even these like words are definitely much more powerful than simply just saying God, because there's so many of them. Hey, how are you? So like, think about it, like how many gods are there like in this world that are practiced from several different religions? How many Bobs are there, dude? Dude, you know how many Bobcasts there are? There's only one BOB, and you know that one to be true is Robert Patrick James Cahill. Why, dude? There's quite a few. So if you're religious, dude, even if you're not, I don't care. You know what I mean? I really don't. This isn't a conversion podcast. This is simply me speaking my thoughts alone in the woods. And God, does it feel good to do this? I haven't done it in a while. I haven't done it in a while and know that this is going to be posted because this is an important message, man. I just have, like, you know, received so many different types of. I used to think they were called synchronicities, you know, 11:11 a.m., 11:11 p.m. And then the more I researched it, the more I realized that these weren't just simple reoccurrences or deja vu, which is just another way of just turning your back to Yahweh. You know, it's like Yahweh's version of communication, you know. And dude, I'll be thinking about somebody, you know. It happened yesterday. I was about to text my pastor something about my hiking group, which is coming up. I have a hiking group here on Saturday mornings coming up. More information coming to you shortly if you'd like to join up. But first, we ask you to attend service to Storehouse Church, get to know us, and see it's not a really scary place to be. Even come see the BOB this Sunday when he performs at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. with the Storehouse Band. I was about to text her and like I couldn't get all the thoughts out because I was busy at work and stuff. And then I just, you ever just leave the bubbles going? You just leave the text for later. She texts 20 minutes later. The same thing I was thinking, you know, and that's like, it's like, there is a line of communication that can be had through human beings simply by just thinking about them. And I really do believe that's how, like, Yahweh wants to communicate with us, is like through all of us that way. And it's just so hard because we all got these blocks in our head about what we think is right and what we think is wrong, you know? And yeah, man, that's just not the case, dude. Like, God don't want any of that for you. You know what I mean? Like, God wants you to, like, really try to be. For me, like, I know that when I'm playing worship music and I'm practicing the songs throughout the week, it's like almost like a, it's an open door channel towards Yahweh. It's an open door channel towards letting the spirituality flood into me, like it did on stage. And I'm playing that Firm Foundation song, and like, you know, I'm looking at my wife and I'm thinking of my firm foundation, you know, and like God, Christ, excuse me, Christ, God, and Jesus, I think is the word they want me to say. I'm not sure, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? I almost broke, dude, you know, like on stage, and God, did it feel good, you know? It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to mess up. And then it comes to like this big part of the song, man, where I just start doing the Mike Gordon, and the Mike Gordon is like when the bass is just like the floor, dude, and it's carrying the whole thing to the point where you just feel the energy rise up, you know, and it was just a major blessing, you know. I felt good afterwards. I felt good. And when I took off for those 2 days afterwards to, you know, marinate in the glory of like just feeling that Holy Spirit energy, dude, you know, it's like. So I try to continue it through the week, you know, and I got a sty in my eye because I wasn't sleeping last week at work. I wanted to like recover from it, you know. So I'm back to work today. And when I'm leaving work to come home for lunch, I see an old friend, you know, and the old friend comes to see me and she has a big smile on her face. And she says to me, "How are you? It's so good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I got cancer now." And she told me she had cancer, man. And I said it out loud. I was like, wow, you were the most positive person to ever say those words, you know? And I could just see God was like taking care of her. You know what I mean? Like she had no fear, none, you know? And I told her, you know, about this prayer list I got, you know, and like, you know, sometimes I write it down, but sometimes I got it in my head, man. I got this like list, you know, that I go with and memorize it. And like, I pray for those people that need prayers like that. And at the same time, I pray for the ones who've trespassed against me, you know? And like, after I told her, I pray for her and she was so happy. And I told her, you know, to come see me play at the church Sunday. I drove away and like, you know, that same feeling that I had on stage came back. And man, does it feel good to just like live in that, you know? Like, really like to do that for a living one day, you know? Like, it's not fair that it's like, you know, you don't get a chance to do that. Like if you're in a job that doesn't allow you to talk about God and like talk about like the things that matter the most, man. And the things that matter the most, it's not the grocery bill. It's not the TikTok account. It's not the tiny little microphone in your hand trying to podcast to a universe with ear drums. It's much more, you know, and like, I'm not preaching because I ain't no preacher yet, but never say never. But I can tell you, if you just open up a line of communication with Yahweh, start talking to God, start talking to the Creator and let him know that you're either A, having a great time or B, struggling. The thing that I have found recently is that my problems exist with the outside world. My problems exist with others. It's never been about God or Jesus. It's never been about any of those things, to be honest with you. And when you have those moments of clarity on stage and you have those moments of clarity when you're helping people out in your local community, you'll never feel more closer to God. With that being said, my name is Robert Patrick James Cahill, and this has been another episode of The Bobcast.